You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Friday, August 29th. To begin today, you will also hear the voice of Sylvia Thorpe, a senior at Astoria High School and our newest news volunteer here at KMUN.
Vancouver officials recently celebrated the groundbreaking of an affordable housing development in the heart of the city's booming downtown. OPB's Eric Newman reports.
The 95-unit affordable housing project will be located between Vancouver's upscale waterfront and the city's downtown. Oscar Arana is the CEO of NAYA, the Native American Youth and Family Center. The nonprofit is helping develop the project.
It's, you know, right across the street from Esther Short Park. It's next to the waterfront, which is beautiful, close to public transportation and the Vancouver City Hall.
The exterior of the six-story development will incorporate Native American-inspired design elements. Funding came from the city, Washington State, and several large banks, as well as the Cowlitz Indian Tribe, which contributed $1 million. Eric Newman, OPB.
A proposal in Governor Tina Kotek's transportation bill aims to charge electric vehicle and plug-in hybrid drivers a per-mile fee for driving on Oregon roads. It's intended to help fill the Oregon Department of Transportation's $300 million budget gap. As more people switch to these vehicles, the state's gas tax is not generating enough to maintain roads and bridges. ODOT's Scott Boardman says this is a way these drivers can pay for the normal wear and tear of roads they drive on.
If we switch to a road usage charge in which people would be paying by the mile, it kind of decouples the amount that you're paying in transportation taxes and fees from the efficiency of the vehicle to the actual usage of the transportation system itself.
Oregon state legislators are scheduled to begin discussing the bill today. The Tillamook County Sheriff's Office has identified the remains of a woman who was discovered earlier this year. 59-year-old Maria del Carmen Quintana was last seen alive on November 30, 2018, in the Nehalem area. Following her disappearance, her family and members of the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office search and rescue team conducted extensive searches and exhausted all available efforts in trying to locate Quintana. On May 28th of this year, partial remains were discovered in a heavily wooded area not far from the woman's home. Tillamook County Sheriff's Office detectives immediately conducted a new search of the site, but no additional remains or evidence were recovered. In a statement, Tillamook County Sheriff Joshua Brown said, "While this may not bring the answers we had hoped for, we hope it provides some measure of closure." A new 20-mile-per-hour speed zone is now in effect in Rockaway Beach. The reduced speed zone covers the downtown area, stretching from roughly North 3rd Avenue to South 3rd Avenue. The change is designed to improve safety for pedestrians, bicyclists, and drivers in the busy Rockaway Beach downtown corridor. Patrol deputies will be monitoring the area and enforcing the new speed zone, with an emphasis on education as the community adjusts to the change. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald, online at tillamookheadlightherald.com. An organization that offers free flights to educate people about local ecosystems and landscapes recently visited North Idaho. NWPB's Phineas Pope took a flight to learn more from the sky.
Kind of where I'm planning on going, south first and then Grand Ronde, okay, over towards Hell's Canyon.
Sure.
It's just past 7 a.m. on a Monday morning at the Lewiston-Nez Perce County Airport. Three people are huddled around pilot Gary Kraft and his tablet as he talks through his flight plan. There's no TSA or baggage check and no tickets. Kraft is even taking suggestions on where exactly to fly.
You know, let me know and let everybody know what is important to you. What are you looking to see on this flight? What are you looking to gain and how can we help?
Kraft has been a pilot with the nonprofit EcoFlight for 12 years. EcoFlight lets small groups of people, free of charge, see the environment from the sky. The nonprofit itself is actually based in Aspen, Colorado, but they make trips to places they feel could benefit from a bird's eye view.
What we try to do is bring every side of an issue together, and we try to create conversations, and we hope that those conversations will provide for better outcomes for the environment.
Those issues can be pretty controversial. In the Northwest, the conversations are often about dams. Many say there's a negative impact to salmon caused by dams, while others point to the power and transportation created by dams.
What we gain is the aerial perspective. You can actually see how all the different aspects of the environment are linked and how they affect each other.
Kyle Mackey is the North Idaho field representative with the Idaho Wildlife Federation. He's flown with EcoFlight before and is a passenger today. In an hour-long flight, Mackey says you get to see more from above.
You could be on a boat, you drive up it, it's going to take a lot longer, but you're not going to see the whole scene that lays out underneath you when you're in the planes.
Okay, Kyle, you can get in first. We'll put you in the front.
Sure.
And then we'll load everyone in behind you.
We walk across the tarmac and load into the small Cessna 210, a single-prop aircraft that holds six, including the pilot. Today's flight will head into northeast Oregon, flying over the Grand Ronde, Salmon, Snake, and Clearwater Rivers before looping back around to Lewiston.
Clear prop.
It's bright blue skies with puffy clouds as craft starts up the engine and taxis over to the runway.
Turn 6094 Bravo, Lewiston Tower, wind calm, runway 8, clear for takeoff, left turn off to the southwest.
After takeoff, we're headed for the confluence of the Snake and Clearwater Rivers, where a bunch of boats filled with people were fishing for Chinook salmon. Mackey, the field rep with the Idaho Wildlife Federation, is sitting in the front passenger seat, peering out his window.
That's how they set up here on this fishery. They got the cold water coming out of the Clearwater, hitting the Snake. Those fish just seem to keg up right on that confluence.
Kraft says he learns a lot from the local knowledge that's shared on flights. He considers his job to be the facilitator and to get people talking.
If people aren't talking, we're not going to get good solutions.
I can predict what I'm going to see, but have you people, oh, really? I didn't really understand what this was like. Have you had
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. It happened yesterday. We were up with some of the tribes, and they were and are instrumental in restoring some of the salmon habitat. And they were up there going, oh, look at that, and look at this, and this really worked out, and we love to see that.
That's 94 Bravo, wind calm, runway 30, clear to land.
Clear to land, 30, Century, 94 Bravo.
From the skies above Lewiston, I'm Phineas Pope.
You are listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org.